Bali. At least 14 people have been killed and 2 remain missing after torrential rains triggered the worst flooding in a decade across Indonesia's holiday island of Bali. The heavy downpours, which began earlier this week, caused rivers to overflow, submerged entire neighborhoods, and cut off key transport routes. The water levels have begun to recede. Rescue operations remain underway, with teams struggling to reach badly affected areas. The flooding has left homes underwater, roads blocked by landslides, and at least 2 bridges severely damaged. In Denpasar, Bali's capital, where 8 fatalities were reported, 2 buildings collapsed. 3 deaths were confirmed in Gianyar, 1 in Badung County, and 2 in Jembrana Regency, where victims were electrocuted and swept away by floodwaters. Hundreds of residents have been forced to flee to temporary shelters, including at least 85 evacuees in Jembrana. Authorities have declared a week-long state of emergency, warning that more disruption could follow. Floods are everywhere, even trucks can barely pass through, said Nyoman Sidakarya, head of Bali's search and rescue agency. President Prabowo Subianto extended his condolences to the victims' families and directed government agencies to act swiftly with targeted assistance. The priority is saving lives and ensuring immediate aid reaches the affected communities, his cabinet secretary said in a statement. Popular tourist areas have also been hit, with hotels and businesses struggling amid widespread flooding. Local officials noted that clogged drainage systems, worsened by long-standing waste management issues, aggravated the disaster. More than 385 millimeters of rain were recorded in 24 hours at Bali's climatological station, underscoring the intensity of the storm. The floods were not limited to Bali. In neighboring East Nusa Tenggara province, at least 3 people were reported dead, 2 injured, and 4 missing after flash floods earlier this week.